Hello and welcome back to ELAG. My name is Tony Ajayi and I'm always delighted to have you here. I've been away for a while because I've been trying to catch my breath and get some well-deserved rest, so I apologize for the delay in updating these episodes. So today we'll be talking about dealing with burnout as believers. What does it mean to experience burnout? It means to be in a state of excessive stress and exhaustion, which is often a result of demanding responsibilities. And over time, you know, this can lead to a loss of interest and motivation for the things that we would normally derive joy and fulfillment from. And not just that, it can also lead to detachment and isolation from community. So you can feel exhausted to the point where you are unable to interact with others as you would normally do. Now, burnout can happen to anyone, so no one is immune to it because we're all human. So we may experience burnout in our jobs, in our relationships, school, and even our relationship with God. So this means you can be physically, emotionally, mentally, and even spiritually burned out. So it's really good to establish that the best of us can become exhausted, and that has nothing to do with your spiritual maturity. Now let's take a look at what scripture says in Isaiah chapter 40 verses 27 to 31, the NLT version. O Jacob, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? O Israel, how can you say God ignores your rights? Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depth of his understanding. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. I love how this passage portrays a message of reassurance and strength from God to his people through the prophet Isaiah. So for context, the people of Israel had been in exile and they were tired, weary, and they also found it very difficult to imagine a bright future ahead. And the same applies to us today. Sometimes life can be so hard and it can be so challenging to remain positive, strong, joyful, productive, and to even envision a bright future for ourselves. So a lot of people are being pushed to the wall. People are getting burned out in ministry, you know, pastors are retiring, volunteers are leaving the church because they're exhausted, people are walking away from jobs, from relationships, from school because they feel burned out. I was in graduate school for a few years and I witnessed people quit because they were exhausted and they couldn't move forward. I can look back at my own life as well and see different situations where I felt exhausted, and the best thing I could do was to step away. So a lot of times we'll find ourselves feeling drained, but most of us choose to stay in these draining circumstances because of the important roles that we play to make things happen. So when a lot of things and people depend on us to progress and function, it can be hard to step aside. And this could be you caring for a sick loved one, or being a mentor, or being a mother, a father, a pastor, you know, and the list is endless. But no matter how much we love people and love God and want to serve him, it can be very dangerous to keep going if we feel exhausted. One of the things that God has taught me about burnout, and which is my mantra, is you cannot pour from an empty cup. I learned this when I was in grad school, and it tremendously helped me to know when to keep going, when to take a break, and when to ask for help from community and not try to do it all on my own. I'll be talking about the need for community in a little bit. One of the things that I have noticed is that sometimes believers especially struggle with burnout, but they find it difficult to open up to others because they'll be seen as less spiritual. And I think this is because we have a wrong view of spiritual maturity. I think spiritual maturity stems from recognizing that the flesh has a mind of its own and it will want to act independently every single time. So our responsibility is to depend on God every day to do the things that we can't do for ourselves. So I wake up today, trust God to help me through the day, go to bed, wake up the next morning and repeat. In other words, I consciously make sure that God's strength is infused into my everyday life. This is because even the best of men will be tired. We are not made to run the race of life on our own strength. So now I'd like to point out the need for community. Proverbs in chapter 27 verse 17, the NKJV version says, "As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend." Galatians in chapter 6 verse 2, the TPT version says, "Love empowers us to fulfill the law of the Anointed One as we carry each other's troubles." And finally, 1 Thessalonians in chapter 5 verse 14 says, "We appeal to you, dear brothers and sisters, to instruct those who are not in their place of battle. Be skilled at gently encouraging those who feel themselves inadequate. Be faithful to stand your ground. Help the weak to stand again. Be quick to demonstrate patience with everyone." One of the gifts I had in my seasons of burnout was a strong community of believers. Now, for you, it could be two or three people. It doesn't have to be a village. But it's important to have people that will not judge you for feeling burnout, but will encourage you, lift you up in prayer, and point you back to the source of your strength, which is Christ Himself. And guess what? When you're back on your feet, you pay that forward by lifting someone else up in prayers and by being the hands and feet of Jesus. So as we rely on God's strength, He will use people around us who will stand in the gap for us. Now, on a final note, imagine an eagle gliding through the sky with ease and barely needing to flap its wings. Now think about a chicken attempting the same, flapping really hard but barely lifting off the ground. God desires to be the wind beneath our wings, helping us to soar with the grace and ease of an eagle. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the rest that you offer us when we are weary, and for the peace that surpasses our understanding. We ask that you breathe new life and strength into those that may be facing burnout right now. We ask for a renewal of strength and energy so that we can continue to serve you with joy and gladness. Thank you, God, for being the source of our strength. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining, and till next time, God bless you.